Thousands of Chinese protesters marched on the Japanese embassy in Beijing today to vent their continuing rage over Japanese war crimes and to denounce Japan's bid to get a seat on the UN Security Council. Some of the protesters threw rocks and smashed windows at the Japanese embassy and at the ambassador's residence. NPR's Rob Gifford is following the story in Beijing. Hi, Rob.
Hi, Jennifer.
So what happened to spark this demonstration?
Well, it's really been a build-up of things. It wasn't one thing today. It had been planned for a couple of days. We've seen demonstrations like these this week in the cities of Guangzhou and in Chengdu. One of the issues is that the Japanese want a permanent seat on the UN Security Council, and many Chinese people do not want to see this. Many Chinese people are still very angry about World War II and what is perceived as an insufficient amount of contrition and apology from the Japanese. The other issue is related to that, and this week in Japan, the Japanese government has authorized another textbook about history which glosses over the wartime atrocities. So what we've seen is a build-up of particularly these two issues, which is really coming on top of already a lot of anger among the Chinese people about Japanese behavior over the past 60 years and lack of apology for it.
Any idea whether the Chinese government was behind today's protest?
I don't think specifically and directly that the government was behind it, but there were supposedly about 10,000 people who marched today, and you really can't get 10,000 people together in central Beijing without having some kind of backing from the Chinese government. I think this is one thing on which the government and the people really agree. And certainly some observers see in this the Chinese government rather using this issue and channeling a lot of Chinese anger towards Japan so that that anger will not be channeled towards the Communist Party itself.
At the same time, Rob, do you think the government was taken aback by what turned out to be some violence in this demonstration?
Well, it's a very fine line that the government is walking here, because I think the government wants to make a point to the Japanese. But at the same time, Japan is one of the largest aid donors to China. It's one of the biggest trading partners with China. And diplomatically, the Chinese government has to be very, very careful.
Rob, you mentioned these tensions have been there for decades. Are we seeing some sort of a shift in the relationship here between China and Japan?
Well, I think that Northeast Asia has never seen a strong China and a strong Japan at the same time. And what we're starting to see is that very situation. China is emerging. China is becoming stronger. It's becoming more confident. Its people are becoming more nationalistic. And this is clear evidence of that. At the same time, we're at very much a turning point in post-war Japan as well, I think. When I go to Japan, people say, we just want to be a normal country. We want to just get over this sort of post-war problem with our military, with our whole identity. And so both countries are changing very rapidly. Their identity, their policies are changing. And what we're seeing really is a collision of those two things, because the past has not been dealt properly with. And I think we're going to continue to see this collision really over the next few years, unless it's resolved by some kind of Japanese apology.
NPR's Rob Gifford in Beijing. Thank you.
Thanks, Jennifer.